Blog Talk Radio.
If I had a dime for every new with a rap dream, you know the girls would be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes with a Don't Disturb on the door now. Then I buy a Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm reppin', yeah. Yeah, he about to sign a deal, he about to go.
No, I'm dialing your phone, so we both know that I deserve the throne. This ain't fair. Who was there? Who was loving you?
Well, baby, you and then the new crew, you.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is a NDA Morrell production, Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. I'm here with my co-host, Martin C. Martin, you want to come on in and introduce yourself?
Greetings and salutations, everyone out there in radio land. How you doing, James?
Well, good, and welcome back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay, we're not going to have our Dollhouse announcements this Sunday. But however, I am going to go on and announce that we are currently in our last day of our sixth year anniversary celebration. That is, the Dollhouse Radio has been on the air for 6 years now and running. So I want to give a shout out to Indy Morrell and all the Dollhouse staff for
absolutely.
Indeed. So also now I'm going to go into the issues that we are going to go into. Okay, we're going to be back on the Sarah Bland situation, and then a topic that we didn't really get into, well, I didn't really get into last week, was, is the American flag as disrespectful to African Americans as the Confederate flag is? And then also, I didn't get a chance to get to the Serena Williams topic, Serena Williams with regard to why all the disrespect sent her away. A lot of people like to say shade in nowadays, but interesting phrase nevertheless. So, okay, our first topic is going to be Sandra Bland. I mean, anybody who, I guess, watches TV or is on the internet and listens to the news are aware of that situation with Sarah Bland, that woman who was stopped there in Texas, supposedly for a traffic stop, and ended up in jail, and then ended up dead while in jail. A lot of people are suspicious as to how this came about. You've heard about it as well, Martin, so let me start with you, ask you your thoughts on this.
Man, it was a very sad story when I saw it come out. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of, I'll just say this, it's just a lot of information that has not come out yet. And I'm still looking, you know, to see a full investigation of this.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but what about the information that has thus far been available, such as information per the police officer's dash cam video, which a lot of people seem to think or seem to have thought that would bear such light on these kind of situations? And it has bared much light on this situation concerning the actual traffic stop.
Yeah.
I mean, so surely you had seen that. I mean, that's been all over the internet and somewhat on the news, even though it's being said that at points and times, well, they have different versions. They have like an edited version of what took place and I guess an unedited version as to what had taken place.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how I am, James, in situations like these. I'm always going to evaluate after I get enough information from me. And to me, I mean, we're hearing contradictory paperwork being filed by the police. We're hearing two different versions of the dash cam. I want to see as much unfiltered information as possible, because it's just a lot of things that just to me have not come out. A lot of things that to me are very fishy. And I'm just not, I'm just not getting the whole story for this. And for me, I have to have a lot of information. I'm not one to, the thing is with situations like this, I try to not go by previous situations that have happened so far, because, you know, I try to think every situation is different. And I try to come with it with a sober mind. And like I said, it's just not enough information. And I think that there's a lot of misinformation also out there. And I'm just tending not to trust a lot of stuff that I'm seeing about this case. It's just a lot of misinformation and lack of information. And I'm really hoping that, you know, that the Texas Attorney General sends in somebody, maybe appoints a special prosecutor, somebody to go in here and sort all of this mess out. Because I just think that it's a tragedy that a young woman is stopped for a traffic jam and then not 48 hours later, she's dead.
But you know, even
that to me is just, that's troubling, and that's an understatement.
Well, no doubt, but all right, you had said a lot there in terms of speculation as to what may have happened and or didn't happen. But
yeah.
One thing that is obvious is what we have seen per the dash cam video. And granted, I guess people looking really intensely or minutely at that particular video happen to have brought out the fact that the video may have been altered. But however, aside from that, back up from that, and then just looking at the actual interaction of the police person when he approached the vehicle, I mean, we all saw that. And then we all have seen how he had told her to put her cigarette out. And then, and now, as what's and what's being said is that that's what really led to the escalation of the situation. When it's like, I guess the officer felt that she refused to, and he kind of went ballistic. I mean, in a real sense, what more information is needed there to decide or not decide? What is to be decided? Let me just ask you,
you know, sir,
based upon
that. Yeah, you know something? I've heard a lot. Number one, I think that the police officer, he went beyond being overreactive in the situation. And I was having a discussion with a few people, and I was very shocked because I expected a lot of people to be on, you know, the side of the young lady. And then some, a young lady I was speaking with earlier this week kind of broke it down to me this way. She said, why is it always a confrontation with us?
And a confrontation?
Said, what do you mean?
You said a confrontation.
Why is it always a confrontation? Why is it always extra attitude? Why is it that, you know, everything has to be a confrontation. Everything has to be a challenge to our sense of right or wrong. It's almost like every time we get into a confrontation, it's almost like we're like, you know something? No, I'm not putting my damn cigarette out. And it's like, why didn't he even have to go there? My thing is this, and this is what I tell people all the time. I've been pulled over many times by the police, many times. A lot of times, you change lanes or this or that. And my thing is this. I talk like I got some sense. I'm just going to say it just like that. I talk like I got some sense. I have seen situations where I've been in the car with buddies. We get pulled over. They did something stupid. Changed lanes, cut somebody off. And the cop comes up to the window. What you want? I ain't did nothing. And you can just see where it's going from there. And then I've seen people, like I said, like myself, who talk like we got some sense. And in many cases, might have still got the ticket, but it wasn't all that extra rigmarole. And I'm just wondering, what would have happened had she put the cigarette out and been extra nice? And probably would have pissed that cop off even more because he looked like he was pissed off anyway. But you didn't give him an opportunity to do something which was in the purview of his authority. I spoke to a young sister of mine who is a police officer here in Georgia. And she said the moment that the young lady, when he said she was under arrest, and the young lady, you know, basically said, no, I'm not under arrest. She said that's where she lost it. She completely lost any ground to not be arrested. She said the sister... And this is a young lady, like I said, who agreed with me that the officer went too far. But she said, people don't understand really the length of the authority that police officers have or what they can and can't do.
But okay.
And a lot of times we walk right into the trap that they set for us.
Okay.
Acting like we got some sense.
But okay, but like the way you put that right there, you know, walked into the trap. But like a question could fall back to is or should be, why is that cop or police person trying to trap us? Why is his or her mindset like that? That's a problem right there. It doesn't make sense because here we have a person who has a job as a public servant, and then there are what is that word? There is a certain decorum. I'll use that word first. There's a certain decorum that is supposed to go to that job. But okay, professionalism, I was coming to that word, but right now it's like 15 minutes to the hour, but we're going to come back to that. I'm going to hold that thought, and we're going to have our first break with a song from Bobby Valentino entitled Freaking You. So this is Bobby Valentino, Freaking You. We'll be right back. Okay, that was a rather quick song, but that was a song from Bobby Valentino entitled Freaking You. So welcome back to Urban Society here on N.D. Morrell's Dollhouse Radio. And our caller number is area code 646-595-4038. Again, that's 646-595-4038. And if you call in and do want to speak to the host and or co-host, wait for the prompter to tell you to press 1. Because if you don't press 1, then you'll only be in listening mode, and we can't hear you if you think you might be talking. So when you do call in, do press 1 once you're prompted to do so by the automated voice. So going back into this issue with Sarah Bland and then this police person who, in my opinion, really overstepped his authority. But anyway, Martin, lastly, you were saying that this woman whom you were talking to had said that once Sarah Bland had said that she's not being arrested or worse to that effect, that she had fallen into the trap. And then my question was, is that in a real sense, what's wrong with that officer's mindset that he feels that he has to entrap a person to do what? I mean, if he feels that he has to entrap them, he already has a certain mindset as to, how can I put it, I don't want to say injure, but to harass them. Okay, he already has the mindset to harass them. And then now, why would a police person who is acting professionally in terms of just doing his or her job have that kind of mindset? That's a danger. That's really the wrong word, but that's an antagonistic mindset, number one, to go up to a person anyway. And when a police person does have that mindset, it doesn't matter what the person whom they're talking to says or does not say, which is something that I've always said in terms of police encounters with civilians. In a real sense, I've always said that the onus isn't on the person stopped, but it's on that cop who is stopping that person. It just is, because it doesn't matter what we do or don't do, it's what is in that police person's mind that...
True. You know something, James? I'll give you a perfect example. I used to work in the telecom industry, cell phone business.
Okay.
And I used to do real high-level tech support. And, you know, you'd have people calling in, and people always used to say on the team, like, if people call in, a lot of times you might, depending on how your day is going, you're here there to help people. Then you have people that call in with an attitude, and it just completely flips your mindset a different way. It might have been something you could have done to go a little extra mile to help that person, but because of the attitude that they had, you just said, you know something, I'm not going to help this person at this moment. It's not right, but it's human nature sometimes. If you know, I could have helped you out. I could have did something a little extra, but I didn't because of the fact you got an attitude with me. And that's human nature.
Speaking with
police officers, and I'm not talking about white, I'm talking about black police officers. They said, one of them even told me, he said, you know something, a lot of times I probably wasn't even going to give them a ticket. But they mouthed off at me. And guess what? I found every little reason that in the regulations that I may not have to have enforced, they might have had a back tail light out. You're not supposed to have a back tail light out. I'm going to put that on a ticket just because they got smart with me. And that's the point I'm trying to make. And like I say, these are police officers telling me this, that a lot of times it ain't that the cop I'm looking for somebody to do something to. A lot of times you got somebody who got pulled over and they got an attitude immediately. And then all of a sudden the cop comes up to the window and they start mouthing off or they say something crazy. And the cop is like, you know something, if this person just don't shut their mouth up, I'll probably let them go. And then it gets to that point to where the cop is like, you know something, they've inconvenienced me for the day, I'm going to inconvenience them. And then the person says something or they do something that crosses the line that they probably don't even know they crossed the line. And then you give that cop, then you give him under the regulations, he can tell you step out the car. I'm not going to step out the car. Now you violated, because when the officer tells you step out the car, guess what? You have an obligation to step out the car. A lot of people don't know that. When a cop asks you for your ID, they don't even have to have probable cause to ask you for an ID. You have to give up that ID.
But you know, though, that is the whole crux of this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I'm saying is that the whole situation, this is what it boils down to. I mean, one thing, police persons being overly willing to assert the authority and our power. But again, this.
But James, hold on. Wait.
Let me have
that power.
Well, but that's.
And that's what people need to understand.
But
they
have
that power.
Yes,
they
have it. Yes to that. I must agree with that. But then again, too, there are, how can I put it, restraints placed on that power. And or
yes.
Power has to be restrained by the individual wielding it. And also, what you're saying there, or what you said there, you really are talking about many different things, but at the same time, generalizing what you're saying as if it's one particular thing. Case in point, you're talking about, okay, the driver, who might be just a lunatic anyway. Okay,
right.
And then again, you're talking about that police person who also might be a lunatic anyway. But then again, also, you might, well, you didn't mention this kind of driver, that driver who is, let's say, a reasonable, rational person. And granted, also, you have cops who are reasonable, rational persons. Okay, it's just unfortunate that, I'll put it this way, it's just unfortunate that those two different people, unfortunately, don't meet at those exact times. Normally, it's an irate police person going up to a calm, reasonable, rational person. And then you also have, okay, that calm police person walking up to that irrational motorist individual. But all I'm saying there is that you were talking about this situation and then lumping everything together. But you can do that, but it's not proper to do that. And then again, we'll never get to
the reason I say that is that the bottom line is, and what people don't understand, they have the authority.
Okay.
Now, if they violate that authority, there are remedies that you can pursue afterward. I tell people all the time, never resist. They ask you to get out of the car. Yes, officer, I'll get out the car. What else can I do for you? My thing is that I had a situation where there was a cop who was, I know he was egging me on. He ran my place. My place was fine. You know why he pulled me over, James? He pulled me over because I passed him up.
Mm-hmm.
I passed him up on the highway, and he said, "Well, why were you going so fast?" I'm just headed home. Did you know that you passed me? I said, "Yes, I did, officer." I don't believe I was exceeding the speed limit. Yes, officer. No, officer. Dude ran my place, sat me there for a few minutes. Can you step out the car? Sure, officer, I can step out the car. Would you please tell me exactly how you want me to do? I don't want to look threatening or do anything that's threatening. This dude was getting mad because I wasn't getting mad. And then he got me out the car. He said, he checked me. You don't mind if I turn? Of course not, officer. I want you to feel safe. This cop ended up having to let me go because he was trying to get me to do exactly the stereotype that a lot of people do. Get me to get pissed off. Get me to start cussing. Get me to start acting a fool so that then he would have the right at that point to arrest me. But because I stayed calm, because I was saying, yes, officer, I was acting meek, I was doing everything that he instructed me to do, because I did that, this cop was ticked off. Because you want to know why? I didn't give him any ammunition to use that authority that I know that he has. This is what people don't understand.
They have the authority. But then again,
you may have rights, but they have the authority. And guess what? I got that cop's all his information, and I filed a complaint on him.
Okay,
people don't understand. You can't just pull, as we would say in the old school, pull your nigga out the bag because you feel like your feelings got hurt. You can't act that way, because that's the thing. They got the gun, they got the badge, and they have the authority. You can't let yourself be suckered into doing something stupid because your ego got bruised. And unfortunately, in many of our cases, we don't act smart in these. I got a brother right now. He's a former police officer. He said he's going into schools to teach these young guys how to react properly when they get pulled over. All this bravado, all this attitude, it never ends well. And I've never seen it where it hasn't ended well. We got to think smarter. We got to be smarter.
But you know what? I hear exactly what you're saying. And then again, too, I will say that I understand that mindset in which you are portraying. But the thing, I'm not saying that that you have to recognize, and also others have to recognize, police people as well. And that is that everybody do not feel that we have to submit to a police person's arbitrary authority that he wants to assert.
James, you're incorrect, sir. That's not arbitrary. That's the thing.
Okay.
Authority that they're given is statutory.
It's not arbitrary. But listen. There are times wherein, they are, how can I put it? There are times wherein their authority should be asserted. But then again, I don't even really want to use the word authority there. But then again, there are times when the powers of their jobs come into play, and in which they are authorized to use those powers. Unfortunately, in many cases, they don't look for those times. Police, more so than not, just assume that they can use those powers at any time that they feel like it, period. And then now, again, this is the problem, because you got some people who don't got, okay, I'll put it this way, okay? You have some people, all right, this might be the wrong way to put it, but it is a way to put it. You have some people who don't have time to be arrested over some bullshit. Okay, you have some people who do in fact feel like that, and then unfortunately, it ends up happening like that to that kind of person after he or her are totally abused. They get a beat down. But then again, why? But then again, also, I guess now at this point in time, I guess if they got money, they can go on and use the legal apparatus to do whatever. But then again, why? The thing is that the situation has to fall back on the policing procedures that are in fact in place. Well, not necessarily the policing procedures, but things fall back on that also, but more so the mindset of police people. That is what has to be taken into consideration, because going back to this woman, Sarah Bland, even concerning her being pulled over, there is the story going around that actually the cop was speeding aback of her, not to come get her, supposedly, the way this story goes. The cop was moving fast and up on her, so she pulled over to get out of the cop's way. And I know for myself that when there is a police person in the back of me, lights, flashing, the siren don't have to be on, but I see the lights flashing, I know to pull over. I may not put on my signal. Then again, maybe I do. But the main thing is that I know to pull over. But however, in this woman's situation, unfortunately, I guess she didn't put on her signal light to pull over. And I guess that is what got the cop's attention. But stop there for a minute. Okay, if this cop was so hot and heavy moving in back of her, where was he going? Okay, that could be a question right there. Where was he going? And then because he went nowhere but to pull her over, what was that about? Did he see her back there somewhere and decided that he was going to do something? Understand what I'm saying now. The mindset of this cop, because remember, as I'm saying, as had been said, it said that like she pulled over basically to let this cop go around her, but he didn't. He pulled her over instead. And then now she's wondering, what's going on? And he's writing her a ticket for failing to signal, so the story goes, and she's thinking, should I have signaled or not? But anyway, she was like, okay, give me the ticket. And then a ticket? The money that we have, we don't have time to just be throwing it away or just paying it out just because somebody wants us to pay it out.
Let me ask you a question.
But wait. I'm going to come to the end of what I'm saying here. So, And then I'm going to stop. But in essence, though, here she is getting a ticket, and for what? And now these tickets cost money. Okay, now go ahead. What are you asking?
No, the reason all I'm going to say is this. I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, he pulled her over for that reason.
For what reason?
Now, she can fight.
Wait.
For basically for a bullshit traffic stop. But guess what?
All right, what kind of traffic
stop?
There are
many times.
But what kind of traffic stop was he saying?
A legal lane change.
Okay. All right. Now go ahead, because I want to get that straight.
Which actually, I commit that every day. A lot of times, cops just see you, and they don't do nothing about it.
Okay.
But you know something? But that
Let's hold that thought, because we have to take a music break right now. It is in fact 5 after the hour, so let's hold that thought, and we'll come right back to it. We're going to hear a song from Tocarra entitled "All In." So this is Tocarra, T-O-C-A-R-R-A, "All In." So we'll be right back.
Slicks, Amsterdam.com.
All in.
Banger.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're to know. Boy,
you gotta be all in. Let me know if you wanna be, cause I'm all in. Let me know if you're sure to be with me. All in.
Give you all my love, I got it for you.
All in.
Best in quality.
I hope to be forever. Forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart, I know. I never gotta worry about you hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're
to know.
If you are my love, I got it for you.
You gotta be all in.
Let me know if you wanna be, cause I'm all in.
Let me know if you're sure to be with me.
All in. Give you all my love, I got it for you.
All in.
Best in quality beats today.
Okay, welcome back to Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. We just heard a song from Tocarra entitled "All In." Our caller number here is area code 646-595-4038. Again, that's area code 646-595-4038. And if you want to talk to myself or the co-host, you must press 1 once you're prompted to do so. So we're still on the issue of Sarah Bland. And Martin, you were last talking about the lane change situation. The illegal lane change. Yes. I figured you would.
Yeah, like I said, people do it all the time. I do it all the time. I know I do. You know, just sometimes I just fail to follow the rules of the road. I've done it in front of cops before. They hadn't pulled me over.
But you know
something,
though?
But the thing is, but you know something? It's still in the books. It's still illegal.
But you know something, though? You know, that right there is one of those, we could say, first of all, revenue things, if we want to call it that, and or to back away from that to be a bit not so malicious concerning police, that's somewhat nitpicky. I mean, that's something that can be checked into, and then
ignored.
Again, but exactly, it could be something left alone. But then again, granted, that is up to that police person's discretion. And then again, if they chose to leave it alone, there's nothing wrong with that. But then again, if they choose to enforce it, I mean, you know, you might want to figure why take all this time. But then again, in a case like that, we don't know what that police person's mindset is. It could be to generate revenue for the city. Or it
or
could be that,
just
or
be to inconvenience somebody.
Well.
Piss them
also,
off.
Also. But again, that goes back to, you know, being unprofessional, and then again, also going back into the nitpicky thing, which is very much unprofessional, and also shouldn't be, because now,
I agree with you 100%.
But you know
I
what?
I get bad service at a restaurant. That's inconvenience.
But
difference between being that and a cop inconvenience to me. Is it can cost me my life or my liberty
and money as well?
That's
and
the difference.
But the thing is,
my point is, we're still dealing with human beings, and that's what people don't understand. We're still dealing with human beings. We don't have robots. We don't have robots that are performing law enforcement. If we haven't made it there in our technology yet. The point I'm trying to get to though is that. Yeah, you're right. It's nitpicky. But guess what? It's still the law.
You may think
of it as nitpicky, but every judge will always tell you this. You know, some ignorance of the law ain't no excuse.
All right. That's something that's said. But then again, that's another issue, too. But you know, concerning, police authority. We have police authority. And then again, we have something. All right. We have the rights of citizens. And supposedly, these two are supposed to meld together. We can assume that. They're supposed to not create friction. But the situation is that this thing is creating friction. And unfortunately, it is creating friction with only a certain segment of the population, and then again, not to another segment of the population, because by looking at social media, as I'm sure you do, you have seen situations wherein some white person is stopped, and he just totally mouths off at the cop, and nothing happens. It's almost as if the police person is actually afraid of him.
I recall that people have been posting that up lately.
Wait,
I know which one you're talking about.
Okay, well, no, there are many. It's just not one. I've seen many, and to me, they are disgusting. For me, it's disgusting to see something like that when I do know I have been in those kind of situations, and number one, I hadn't been treated like that by any cop. And then again, if I was treated, let me say, somewhat respectfully, it wasn't exactly respect, because the cop was at my car window over something nonsensical. But he gave me a reason, and I just said, well, you know, nothing has happened thus far so far, so just listen and go along with it. And then he let me go. And I just said, well, like, thank goodness that you know, nothing more severe did take place over his ignorance, over his stupidity. But that's another issue there. But again, all I'm saying here is that, you know, police people do have – all right, they do have their authority, but then again, we as citizens of this country, we have rights. And then again, per the Constitution, we are supposed to, voice our rights that we have. We're supposed to stand up for our rights that we have. If not, we lose them. But then again,
you know something? Voicing your rights doesn't necessarily mean saying to the cop, I got rights, I got rights.
But
there are ways that you can voice your rights. There are remedies that you can apply per the Constitution. See, people don't, that's what I'm trying to get people to understand.
Because we always want to
voice our rights. There are many ways you can voice your rights without opening your mouth.
You keep saying that, but like at the same time, yes. it's almost like you skip over the situation of these police people who are out here,
Because I can only control me, James.
Well, look,
I can only control me. I can't control what that cop does to a certain degree. But what I'm also going to do is be smart.
But look,
and I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm giving them carte blanche to do something because I did something stupid to give them that chance.
But what about if you did nothing at all? What about if you did nothing at all? What about that?
If you can find me a video of somebody just getting pulled over, saying absolutely nothing and getting thrown out of a car, I will agree with you. But the thing is, that's not what happened. Every situation, even in the Sandra Bland situation, she got combative with the cops.
You may agree with her
reasoning for being combative with the cops. She was combative with the cop.
Well, see, again,
Told her she was under arrest and she resisted him, the thing is, once that cop tells you you're under arrest, shut your mouth, let him take you away. Because my thing is this, then you can settle it on the back end with your lawyer, with other remedies. But the thing is, once the cop tells you you're under arrest, you don't have I'm telling everybody this. This is what lawyers and police officers have told me, and they're correct. When a cop tells you you are under arrest, you do not have a right to not be under arrest.
Yes, you do.
If you're telling somebody different, you're going to end up having them face down in a gutter with the cuffs on. Because when they are arresting you, you don't have a right to not be arrested.
You can't find any
regulation anywhere in the 50 states that'll tell you otherwise. When a cop tells you you are under arrest, you are under arrest.
But
whether you stay arrested, if it's a valid charge, that happens when you get to the station.
But again,
when they are out there on that street and they tell you you're arrested, guess what? You're arrested. There's nothing you can do at that moment.
But again, we go back to the situation of what is the cause for the arrest. That's what a lot of people ask.
James, that's the thing. You do that at the station.
Listen, what I'm saying is that a lot of people don't even feel that they ought to be taken down to the station. And the thing is, they are not wrong. Listen. In my opinion, it is that police person who is overstepping his authority and then again not showing any type of professionalism whatsoever concerning his job. He is letting his personal animosities take over, which is totally not professional and totally incorrect and does nothing but cause problems. So again,
wait.
What I'm trying to say here is that still a cop, he or she don't really have the authority. But the thing is, this authority is supposedly given to them. It's supposedly given to mm-hmm. them. But then again, they don't really have that authority. And the thing is, this is what they, in my opinion, this is what they are trying to push onto us, that they can do just what they want to us. And that is why they are doing just what they want to us. Because, well, we just assume, okay, well, and then again, it irks me, sorry to say, but it does in fact irks me when I hear you saying what you're saying. And then again, also when I do hear, okay, lawyers on TV talking that same talk about when a cop tells you to do something, just comply. And believe me, cops hear that and say, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Listen to me. But then again, no, we have rights. That's where I'm coming from. We have rights. And then again, it's up to us to stand up for our rights regardless to who is trying to trample over our rights. And then again, also, you know what? You know what that sounds like to me? when people say stuff like that, that a cop has or a police person has that kind of authority, we're supposed to obey just what they say, right, wrong, or indifferent. That reminds me of books I read about slavery, wherein the black slave was supposed to do whatever the master said. Don't even look him in the eye. And you better not talk back to him. But look, then we had no rights. Well, the only right we had was to die. Because, well, whatever, but that's going somewhere else. But no, we have laws in this society. And then again, we have police people who are supposed to I'll put it this way. They're not supposed to infringe upon our rights. I'll put it like that. And now concerning that, okay, I was reading something on the internet from someplace, some news agency called ATTN. And they were talking to some lawyer, and the question was asked of this lawyer, what are a citizen's rights during a routine traffic stop? And this lawyer, his name is, but I guess who really knows him? Somebody might have heard of him. His name is John Masaki. That's his name, John Masaki, spelled Hamasaki. And he said that the principal right that controls all police civilian encounters is the Fourth Amendment, right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially the right to be left alone. You hear that? It's essentially the right to be left alone. And we can throw in there left alone by police officials and or left alone by abusive police person, but never mind that, just by police officials. The stopping of a vehicle is a seizure of your vehicle and your person. And a seizure, that person has taken control of you. Why? That's what we want to know.
You're giving the first part, but you also have to give the second part. By violating the rules and regulations, you give them probable cause.
But no. Nothing has been said here about, this guy is talking about what the actual law is per the, Fourth Amendment. It's not talking about violating no law. He's talking about the way things should go if no laws have been violated. That's what he's talking about.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you have stopped for traffic, then you have violated a traffic, and that's a traffic infraction. That's a violation of a law.
Listen.
It may be considered a minor law, but it's still a law.
But then again, that goes back into what you and I were talking about before. You know, being nitpicky. I mean,
James, this is what I want to convey out, and this is what I want people to really get into their minds, that there are remedies. And there are remedies for a police officer violating that authority that they are giving. But what I'm trying to explain to people is, out on that street where you are being arrested is not the forum to fight that battle. You're not going to win. You don't have a gun in many cases. If you do have a gun, that may, we're going to have a whole other bit of can of worms open up, but you do not have a gun, you do not have a badge, you do not have a taser, you're not going to win.
But listen,
you might win the argument, and I even doubt that you win the argument, because if you're sitting in the back of the police car beat up with cuffs on or tased, guess what, you ain't won the argument.
But
you may be in the right morally, but guess what?
That's
you're not
issue.
Going to win
that's
if you're in the back of the
there.
Car.
That's another issue.
You're
there.
Not going to win.
But listen, the issue is the issue isn't really about winning. The issue is about asserting one's rights. One's right, number one, and then again, number two. The issue is listen.
Assert your right and end up in the back of the police car.
Listen. And the issue is about cops not overstepping the bounds of their authority. That's what the issue is. Police overstepping the bounds of their authority
I agree with you on that.
For whatever reason.
We see that.
What's
yes,
the argument?
I agree with you.
But at the same time,
they are, yes, they
the
are definitely
time,
a CD.
But at the same, you say you agree with me, and therefore you agree with that. But at the same time, you also say that when they do overstep their authority, just comply. Just comply.
James, what I'm trying to say is be smart. My thing is this.
Listen.
What have you lost? Hold on. Let me ask you a question. The cop comes up, tells you to get out the car, tells you to do this, tells you to do that. You get back in the car, you roll off. What have you lost?
But
no,
look,
no, no. Answer my question.
No,
what have you lost?
No.
And that's
no,
what I'm
no,
trying
no,
to get people
no,
to be
no,
smart.
No.
You didn't hold on. You didn't cuss
you have
the cop
lost,
out.
You have
you
lost
didn't cuss
something.
The, you didn't
you have lost something.
Exactly. You
have
lost nothing.
No.
But
yes,
if cop,
yes, you have.
You
yes,
cuss
you
the cop out. Hold on. You cuss the cop out.
No.
You get arrested. You get tased.
Martin.
Because
why you gotta
I have
go
seen
to
it,
cursing the cop
I have
out?
Seen it happen. I have seen it happen.
But okay,
I'm talking
hold on.
About I've
Let
seen
us
it
hold
happen
our thought.
In front of me.
Let us hold our thought on that, okay? Because right now it's 11, it's 25 after the hour, and we're going to have a song right now from Big Sean featuring Drake entitled Blessings. So this is Big Sean featuring Drake with a song called Blessings. We'll be right back.
Look. I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions, man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Nigga was off for a sec, now it's back to me. Nigga, you mad at me. This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is LA night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just got it, thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed. I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, check. second off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes, no life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Indy Morrell's Dot House Radio. And our caller number is area code 646-595-4038. Again, that's area code 646-595-4038. And if you want to talk to us here on Urban Society, do press 1 when prompted to do so. And we just heard a song from Big Sean featuring Drake entitled Blessings. So Martin, you know, I wonder, in a real sense, I kind of wonder how come you keep going back to the, I'm going to say, the victim of these situations being irate, as opposed to the police person coming up on a, let us say, civilian being irate. Why don't you bring that up? Because that's what
the reason causes. The reason I say that is because we can only really control us. Let's just be honest here.
The cops as well.
You're not the power. The power in the interaction. You have none of the power.
But
people need to understand that you do not have the power. You do not have the power. You do not have any authority. You do not have any of that. You have to go into that situation understanding that. And you know something? My grandmother always taught me this. Pride cometh before the fall, and it blinded the foolish. A lot of times, we let our pride put us in a situation where, how the hell are they going to pull me over? I got my rights. Pride gets into it. Pride makes you don't think straight. Pride makes you do stupid things, even though you know they stupid. You had to do it because I'm just not going to let them get over on me. I'm just, this bravado, this pride, especially amongst us African-Americans, is detrimental.
I would disagree with that big time.
Detrimental.
Big time.
It is detrimental.
But can I say
this? And the thing is, go ahead.
Okay, what I want to say here is that this thing about pride going before a fall. I mean, in some cases, but not all situations. In some situations, I'll just say pride isn't necessary. But then again, in other situations, it's a component. But aside from that, what I would say concerning, okay, the police and civilian interaction, okay, and then now concerning, okay, Black Americans, okay, and in my thinking, if police officials acted the same way toward all Americans, there'd be no problem. However, when Black Americans see every day and every minute of every day that the police are just harassing them and not other people, case in point, just hypothetical, okay, a white person can just walk across the street against a green light. That's jaywalking. And nothing is done to him or her. But a Black person does it and immediately is jumped on. Let me say yes. Let me get extreme like that because you do that. But let me get extreme like that. But a Black person does it and is jumped on. Naturally, that Black person is going to have resentment because why you jump on me? You didn't jump on him. And I'll put it like this. If that Black person don't have resentment, something is wrong with him or her. Because do they think that they deserve this kind of treatment, that this kind of treatment is, just like I said, deserving of them, that they're supposed to get this, but yet this other person is not going to get this kind of treatment? And if not, why not? You see, that is where the resentment comes in at. And you might want to call it pride, but it may not be pride per se, but it more so might be a thing about just absolute resentment. How come me and not them? Would you agree with that or you don't agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with a lot of people say that. That's why I told people the biggest lie I've ever heard is that people want equality. People don't want equality. People want to have the same advantages that they see everybody else get,
Martin,
that they don't. And that's what they that's what people want. People don't
what
want
about,
equality.
What about
people?
You,
hold on. You know something? My grandmother used to always, my mama used to always tell me this, James. Hold on. My mother used to always tell me this. Just because that person jump off a bridge, don't be stupid and jump with them.
All
just
right.
Because you see that person jaywalking and they didn't get busted, guess what? Jaywalking is still a crime.
But
just
listen,
because they get away with it, don't mean that everybody gonna get away with it. So don't think just because you jaywalking got busted, you mad because they didn't get jaywalking and busted.
But okay,
I have
now
seen, and the thing is, yeah, it's not right, but there's never going to be equity in life in many situations.
But that's why we must struggle to have it so. But aside from
yes,
that,
but you know something. On the meantime,
said,
but in
back,
the meantime, act smart.
But listen,
that's
no,
all
no,
I'm
no,
telling
no,
people,
no,
act
no,
smart.
No. I'll put it this way concerning what you just said there. If the police are going to act dumb, it will be high time when black people also start acting dumb. But then
okay.
Again,
and guess what? Who got more guns?
Well,
who got more guns? Who got more guns?
I'll just
you know
put it
something?
Like this here. I'll put it,
you
like,
can act that way all you want.
Let's not go there.
There's going to be a whole lot more of us piled up than them.
Wait.
And that's the fact.
Let's not go there. But going back to
but it's the truth.
But okay, never mind that truth because we don't know that truth. But then again, going back to something that you had just said there concerning equality and then again advantages. You had said that okay, people don't want equality. They want advantages. Now, concerning that.
That's human nature.
No. I won't say it's human nature because there are a lot of things that people attribute to human nature which are not human nature.
James, what the hook up?
Wait. I'm trying to say something here, Martin. Okay, so please let me. Okay, what I'm trying to say here, again, is concerning what, well, like the mixed up distinction that you just made between equality, people not wanting equality, but like they want advantages. Now, concerning, okay, riding on the, having to ride in the back of the bus, do you think that black people wanted the advantage to ride in the front of the bus, or they wanted the equality to ride in the front of the bus?
I think people wanted to ride wherever the hell they
no,
wanted
no, no,
to
no,
on
no,
the bus.
No. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you concerning the word that you mixed in there, advantages versus equality.
I'll say this. The problem wasn't with people riding in the back of the bus or in the front of the bus. You know, the problem was is that when a black person was on the bus sitting down and somebody else got on and they were forced to get up out of their seat, give up their seat for somebody and go to the back of the bus and stand up. That's what the problem was. Rosa Parks wasn't mad because she had to sit in the back of the bus. Rosa Parks was mad because she was tired, had her groceries, and was sitting down already, and she was told that she would have to get up out of her seat and give it up to somebody else.
Question.
So that wasn't her wanting an advantage somebody else did.
Question.
She just wanted to be able to do what she was doing without being inconvenienced.
Question. Then, in your opinion, concerning what you just said there, then, did she want the equality to sit where she wanted to sit, or did she want the advantage to sit where she wanted to sit?
Absolutely, she wanted equality. She didn't want anything other than
what
everybody else got.
That's all I'm asking. So then, therefore, there is a distinction between equality and, as you put it, advantages. Okay.
I'll say this. A hookup. Many of us know what a hookup is. A hookup is getting something that not everybody can necessarily get. And that's what a lot of people really get ticked off about, is that a lot of people get hooked up a lot more than what they do. That's the point I was trying to make on that.
Okay, but
the thing is, if they're breaking the law, I should be allowed to break the law too. That's the distinction I was making. My thing is this, but you knew it was against the law.
No.
So don't sit up here and get mad because they got away with it and you didn't. The thing is, you knew it was against the law.
No.
And my thing is this. If you follow the rules and regulations and then somebody does something out of hand, then guess what? You have a remedy. My thing is this. I've been hearing all these stories and I've actually seen it in front. As a matter of fact, I hung out at a local sports bar. One of my buddies got a little out of hand with the waitress. He was put out. The cop was like, dude, just leave the property. You can come back next week. It's fine. It was a black cop. Brother leaves the property. He comes back. The cop said, dude, I told you to leave. Nah, man. Man, y'all just can't make me leave the property, man. I didn't hit nobody and cuss nobody. Dude, I asked you to leave. You need to leave the property. He kept pushing the issue. He was even like, dude, why don't y'all get y'all boy? We trying to grab him. He's being belligerent. We finally get him off the parking lot. He comes back again. Nah, man, that's not right, man. They can't maybe just leave like that. The cop comes and arrests him. He's struggling with the cop throwing elbows. Now you didn't commit it, and it was all unnecessary. And you know something? The cop even tried to help him out. But the thing is, he wasn't acting like he had any damn sense, and he ended up in the back of a police car with the bracelets on. This
okay,
is the sort of stuff that I'm talking about.
Well, okay,
the thing
and,
is, don't put yourself in a bad situation.
But no, but that's just what I'm saying. The only way somehow or another that you are seeing this entire situation, even with Sandra Bland herself, you're seeing her as having put herself in that situation as opposed to that police person having instigated this whole situation. That's the difference. And then again, that's how it is that police continually get off having, well, let's say get off after they have gone through the legal proceedings. People, I'll have to say, people who think like yourself, who be on those juries, they believe that, like, either one, a police person can do no wrong, or two, if a police person did do wrong, he had probable cause. And that probable cause was more than likely that person who is, how can I put it, and the probable cause was that person who had the interaction with that police person. If that person had just done this, or if that person had just done that. But no, what if that cop had left that person alone? That's all I'm saying, because the only time that we do, in fact, be talking about these issues, we never talk about these issues in terms of people whom you keep throwing up. No, we never talk about these issues because of some person who has been being irate or is unruly. We're talking about a totally innocent individual who has done nothing. And we're talking about, more so than not, an irate, belligerent police person. But this is something that that you just skip right over and go right to the person.
I'll say this. The look at the dash cam video, both versions that they have out, I think both of them was in the wrong. But the thing is, that still doesn't negate the fact that he was the one in the position of authority. She should have just allowed herself to be arrested, called a lawyer, and be like, hey, I'm about to sue the pants off these people for false arrest.
But okay, concerning
that's
that.
That's how that should have been handled.
Okay. You keep bringing up, you know, going through the legal proceedings. But then
because,
again,
then. What's the other alternative?
Well, look, I'm not at the alternative yet, because no doubt there are other alternatives, but I'm not there yet. But like, what I want to bring up is that a lot of people don't have one time nor the money to go through the legal proceedings. They do not. And then again, more so than not, this is why the police do in fact target black people in urban areas, because more so than not, they barely got a job. This is known. They barely have a job. And then again, you know, to just go up to them and do whatever. They know they can't fight them back. They can't fight them back physically and or legally. Unlike somebody who is moneyed, yes, they got time and they got money to go to court every day. You see, there's a difference there. There's a big difference there. That's why there are law firms waiting to take cases like this because it's money. But
the law firms waiting to take cases like this on contingency because it's money.
But
that's
all
why
I'm saying,
brothers that
but,
get
but
out
listen,
of prison
that might
being
be
falsely in prison. That's why them brothers, them law firms are waiting there to get that money.
But like, listen though. All right. Going there like that, that's a whole another can of nonsense and just nasty stuff. I mean, really, because you got people who are in jail and have been in jail for years and haven't done a damn thing. They just didn't have money for a lawyer and a lot of whole lot of other reasons too. But all I'm saying though is that that's also a factor why a lot of people, they unfortunately resist the police. Unfortunately, well, and some even try to run away and get shot down and have done nothing because they don't want to have to spend time going through the legal proceedings and or go to jail. Go to jail for what? You got to spend time in a jail cell for what? For nothing? No, come on, you better get off. And then that's when they start, get off me, man, get off me. And then the shit escalates, and then what? You're beat up. But still, you don't have time to go for no lawyer. You don't have money to go for no lawyer. And some lawyer just might, what, make him or herself available. Just might, but not necessarily. But okay, but but again, this is why, I mean, police people do what they do because of, what, the lack of concern that so many people have for people who don't have recourse to legal remedies. And also, this is why police people do what they do, because they know that they can do these things, because really nobody's going to do anything about it. But yet when you have someone like right now, someone like a Sandra Bland, there have been many Sandra Blands, no doubt, and there might be one right now getting all jacked up because they're not submitting to abusive police authority.
We can have to this? We need to flood the police departments with applications for police officers.
Maybe no. But then again,
New York, Chicago, most of the major police departments, they're mostly Irish. You know why they're mostly Irish? A lot of people don't know this. When the Irish came over
Italian.
Here,
they're also Italian and Spanish speaking too.
No. But then again, the reason, black, hold on, the reason but, that no, there no, is no, a no, tradition
no, no,
of that.
No, no, no. Martin, I'm not going to accept
James,
that.
This,
Martin, I'm not going to accept that.
James, I think this is an important
Irish.
Point.
It's not.
I think this
it's
is
not
an
not
important
point. At all,
point.
It's not important.
It
at all
is. It is because the Irish were one of the most discriminated immigrants that came over here. They were discriminated. They used to have signs that said Irish need not apply. The Irish were getting completely dissed when they got over here. The Irish decided they flooded the police department, flooded them. And all of a sudden, all the police departments became mainly Irish. And all of a sudden, the Irish stopped getting discriminated against, because guess what? The cops who were coming were mainly their brothers and sisters and cousins. I'm just saying, if we have this disproportionate amount of issues with the police, why don't we just take over the police department? If it's 99% black folks in the police, my thing is that I'm a strategic thinker.
Primarily,
I don't play checkers. I play chess.
Primarily,
I think that we as black people need to start thinking strategic. You want to control something? Take it over. Take it over. This is what I'm talking about, thinking smarter. I like the word smarter, not harder.
But listen,
and my thing is that we had that sort of strategic thinking. Okay, let's just flood them. All their applications, a number of black folks.
I hear
you're
exactly
going to
get
a ton of us in there.
I hear exactly what you're saying. But then again, you know, all I can say to that is that you're trying to think logically into an illogical situation that black people find themselves in this country. We number one, are ostracized because we are black by the whole of white society.
James, let me ask you a question.
Listen, wait. Let me finish what I'm saying here. We are ostracized by the whole of white society, by the Irish, by the Italians, by the Germans, and also by the Spanish-speaking ones who happen not to be dark-skinned, okay? And also by the Mexicans, too. So where we at? All right, so what's your question?
My thing is this. Is what we're doing now working?
We're not. Well, okay, what are we doing now that should
be working? Exactly. My thing is this. All this marching, it ain't doing nothing. Let's be honest about that. Why not try another approach? That's all I'm saying. Because all this marching, I've even heard old time civil rights leaders talking about that. This marching stuff, it ain't working like it used to. No, it's not. We have to have newer, fresher approaches. And why not feel nationwide? We got an unemployment problem. We got a police problem. We got an unemployment problem. How about we try to use both of those problems?
But listen to
fill
this,
them at the kill
listen,
two birds with one stone.
But Martin, listen to this.
That's all I'm saying.
But okay,
what is it gonna hurt?
I hear what you're saying, but then again, too, you tend to forget or seem to forget that, like, even during the civil rights demonstrations, the courts would, in fact, put out injunctions against marching here or marching there, and then they had to go back in court to fight an injunction to be able to march here or there. But then again, you have the legal system coming against us, and then again now also you have the police coming viciously against us. I mean, in a real sense, not even 5 years ago did we have this amount of police killings of black people. The shit is escalating. It actually is. It actually is, in fact, escalating.
No, actually, James, there's fewer than there were last year. The reason that it seems that way is because the media is perceiving it that way.
Well, you know what?
Actually, and actually, in sheer numbers, whites are actually getting killed by more cops than black people are.
Okay, that's
from the Justice Department that is run by two black people for doing nothing.
When whites are killed by police, they more so have done something than not. But then again, the way it is, when black people are being killed by police, they have done nothing.
So you're saying that 100% of the time when cops are killing blacks,
that
they didn't do nothing, and then 100% of the time when whites are getting killed, they did something. Come on, James.
Listen. What I said is what I said. And it is true. You can try to mince those words if you want to, or, you know, back out of them. But then again, what I just said is true. All I'm saying is what I said, and that is that we are under siege in a real sense. And at the same time, okay, we have our educational structure that's not structured or geared toward us. Because they talk about what? The school to prison pipeline. What about that? And then again, concerning struggle. Where do we struggle? Where do we begin to struggle at? At what point? At what area? At what issue do we struggle at? There are so many issues in which to struggle at. Where do we begin?
I think education has always been the silver bullet. I think this, the value of education, I don't think the value of education is even preached highly the way it used to. Folks don't want education; they want to get paid.
One thing that is a truism is that no doubt a lot of black people, unfortunately, are coming to, I guess I can say, really devalue education. Although they shouldn't, but then again, I should. Well. It's not true for me to say that a lot of black people are coming to devalue education. It's more so that the educational structure is showing us the uselessness of education. Because when we do become educated, and then again get all these certificates and or degrees, where do we work? What job are we going to get? Sure, some of us get jobs, but then again, just like again, this Sarah Bland person, they're saying that she had gone to school and was finally about to get some kind of employment at the university in which she had attended. And how old is she? Something like 35. So where was she working previously, or was she working at all?
She was unemployed. She was actually the reason she moved to Texas. She got a new job.
Well, okay, but again, education, and it's not being undervalued, but then again, the system itself is making us say, what's the use? But we have a lot of issues. The urban community that black people are a part of has a lot of issues, because as I was saying last week, in the urban community, there are others who live there besides black people. But it does seem to be that urban areas are a transition point for everybody else except us. Because it's like, you know, we are born in urban areas and we die in urban areas. But at the same time, others are born in urban areas and they move out of those urban areas and into non-urban areas and or just into the general society. Society is so structured like that. And it is so, well, because of a disdain for black people, because of racism. And then again, Sarah Bland would be here today amongst us, as well as many of those other black people who have been killed by police and or just killed, period, in urban areas. They would be here today if the system wasn't as it is. And concerning, again, Sarah Bland, if that cop didn't have that racist mindset, she'd be here today. If Tamir Rice would be here today, if that cop who killed him didn't have that racist mindset. And as I'm saying, any of the other ones. It's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. And then again, listening to what you're saying, as you have been saying, we just have to submit to abusive police authority. And if we keep submitting, they're going to continue being abusive toward us.
No, I don't say you submit to being abused. I'm saying you play it smart and then you handle it on the back end. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that the way that they do is that. Like I said, when that cop acted a fool with me, but I refused to act a fool with him, oh, trust me, I reported his ass. I got all his information. I was very, very nice about it also. Called him,
okay.
Yes, officer. No. And you know something? To be honest with you, I got a very perverse thrill. And I was in my car seat laughing after he pulled off. Because I was laughing because I was like, man, he was trying to do everything to make me cut a fool so he could put the bracelets on me. But he didn't succeed.
But the thing is,
I was smarter than him.
I proved
my point by making the fool out of him, because who drove away mad and who didn't drive away mad? I drove away laughing.
But listen, that right there was just an individual triumph, if you will.
Oh,
but then again,
James, this is more than one time that I've done this.
Listen. Well, you've had more than one individual triumph then. But then again, you have to, I know.
James, it wasn't luck.
Listen, it was skill.
It was intelligence.
Okay. All right, you can say that. But all I'm saying is that there are many others who weren't as fortunate as you were. And I would not say that indicates that you were more intelligent than they, or that they were more intelligent than you. It just happens.
A lot of times, a lot of people aren't smart.
No. A lot of times, the system fails too many people. That's the situation. A lot of times, the system failed,
but a lot of times people fail themselves.
Yes and no.
I can tell you, I've seen it myself where people do stupid stuff.
I'm quite sure you have. And also, I've seen a lot of times wherein the system has failed this or that individual. I've seen it too often myself. I've also seen those situations wherein what you're talking about, wherein an individual, I would say, just was lucky. That's all you can say. They were lucky. They were fortunate. And the other people were just, well, they were just unfortunate. Me myself, I consider myself lucky that I'm not in jail, that I'm not dead. I really do consider myself lucky. However, there's always tomorrow. But then again, I don't fear tomorrow. And I'm not even saying that in the sense of whatever will be. But I'm just saying that, well, what I will say, though, is that whatever happens, happens. And I hope that I'm just able to deal with it. That's all. But like, at the same time, I'm also knowing that you know, I'm not going to let, well, it's true. I'm just not going to let nobody walk over me, police person or not. I mean, true, like you're saying, there is, in fact, a way to talk to police people or anybody for that matter. But at the same time, I'm also very much aware that it really don't matter what I say or don't say. What does matter is what is in the mind of that individual whom I'm contending with. That's what matters. A case in point is somewhat off what we're talking about, but it's like related. Okay, I always talk about these street situations that I do, in fact, encounter. okay, as I walk down the street, you know, I'm not thinking about nothing other than me walking down the street and getting to go where I'm going. But then again, I have some idiot who sees me and then who thinks that he or she can do what they want to do to me for whatever reason. But the thing is, though, they don't realize I'm not having it. I don't give a fuck about them. So therefore, when what happens, happens. And whatever happens after that, well, it's not on me. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, in your situation also, Martin, it really isn't on you. You have been more fortunate than you think you have not been. I put it like that. But
I do got a praying mama. I will give you that.
you said what now?
I got a praying mama.
Okay, but I was just informed that, like, we got about a minute left. So you want to have some last thoughts?
Another great show. Again, I want to say happy anniversary to the Dial House family. I've been a fan since day one, became a caller, and now I'm a member of the Dial House family as one of its hosts. And I just want to say to the boss lady, happy anniversary.
And I would second that as well. And I would just say that I'm very much appreciative that Indy Morrell did give me the opportunity to host Urban Society. So with that said, Urban Society signing off.
Peace.
All day, nigga. Yeah. Hey. Hey. All day, nigga. How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Can you be your house? All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the chef's main, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at these piece, man, I been say, nigga. Just fought the fair con, that's 10th day, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10th grade, my nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still get the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off day. What you with the suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you in our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker.